Jordan Waters is senior running back from Duke. He's from Fairmont, North Carolina. And even though they are off this weekend, Coach Mike Elko is making him practice. That's got to make you mad.
Not at all. I love to practice.
What? You love to practice?
That's the fun part.
Practice is the fun part. The games are the work, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much for doing this. I gave you guys the most respect I could possibly give you Monday. Mm-hmm. And in that, and this is going to sound harsh, I don't really mean it that way, that you guys blew it. You had a chance on your racket to beat Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel coming out of that game?
Oh, you know, it's disappointing, especially you losing a close game like that. But that's part of the game, and we was mad for a day or two, but we had to move on to NC State.
So what was said at halftime? Because it seemed like in the second half, you guys came out and said, we're going to run the ball whether or not they're loading the box or not.
Well, you're told that we just had to come out and be more physical than them, that we're going to play our game. We didn't do so the first half, and we told ourselves we're going to come out and be more physical, and we ran the ball, and we did it.
Jordan Waters is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. 8 touchdowns, well over 5 yards per carry. Is it okay that you're second on the team in rushing to a quarterback?
Oh, it's fine, as long as we're winning. I could be last, as long as we're winning.
Yeah, well, there's no chance of that happening. Jordan Waters is joining us on the Adam Gold Show. Do you feel like people aren't still giving you guys the respect you deserve? Does it matter?
I think so, but I love it, though. That's just another chip on my shoulder that I like to work with, and it's just another extra motivation for me.
Why did you choose Duke?
I'm home. I'm a family guy. I knew I wasn't leaving my mom. I'm only 2 hours from home, so I knew I was going to stay around here somewhere.
It has certainly worked out. Explain for people who might not really buy into it what the culture of that program is like.
Oh, my God. I've seen both sides. So right now, we're just more bought in. It all started in the summer and winter, the off season. Everybody buying in and bending to the weight training. And I think that's where it starts at. We're working hard. We're doing extra work. And people love it. And it makes you go even harder when you win it and the results show.
Is everybody else like you that they like practice more than they like the games?
I think everybody loves practice because we're conditioned for it. We practice hard, but when you see us practice, you don't think it's hard the way we're conditioned for it.
I'm telling you. I think for a lot of people who jumped off the screen during the Clemson game, that you guys looked like you belonged on the field with Clemson. And there's just no joke, and I'm not trying to be patronizing. A lot of people didn't think that it would look like that. And
oh, yeah, we know.
So you guys went into that game thinking you would win. And I'm sure. And that was the mindset going into Notre Dame, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no, who cares? What was that whole experience like, though? College game day was there. I'm sure you guys saw the campus and how it was absolutely electric all game long. Just how did that help you guys or impress you guys?
It was amazing. That's like a game you dream of playing in someday and have a college game day. And just walking out to this field and seeing Wazway that packed with our fans was like another level. And it gave us another boost of energy also seeing our fans pack out the stadium. And it was just great. Like, I dreamed of playing games in front of 40,000 people. Then another 4 million watching on TV was amazing.
I think it was more than 4 million watching on TV, right? And you know, in a few years, it'll be even more than that. Before we get to what's coming next for your club, can you give us any idea of how Riley's doing?
I think he's under the weather right now, but no update right now.
No update. I appreciate you keeping matters under wraps. I'm sure people have told you don't tell anything about Riley Leonard's condition. That just made it worse the way the game ended with Riley going off on crutches. He also is not very good at crutches, which maybe that's a good thing. I thought somebody should give this guy a YouTube tutorial on it. Jordan Waters is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. So you go from the Notre Dame game to a bye week, and then coming up next week is another game that's going to be electric because it's a local game. You guys don't get a chance to play state all that often, at least in the past. That'll change going forward. But your thoughts on a Wolfpack team, especially their defense?
Oh, their defense is pretty good. They're coming off a game where they didn't have it come out of the way, so they're going to be motivated also. And this bye week gives our team a chance to get ahead in the rest, so I think we'll be prepared for them.
I know you'll be prepared for them. There's no question. And when you watch a guy like Peyton Wilson, the linebacker on tape, what are you seeing?
Oh, he's very fast. I've never seen a linebacker move like that. He can move. He's experienced, and I think we'll be ready for him, though.
I bet you are. You guys going to get Graham Barton back, you think?
I think so. We're going to see.
I mean, I think for a lot of people, they don't even realize that you're All-American offensive tackle. Didn't even play against Notre Dame.
Yeah, but Brian Parker, he held his own out there for sure.
I think your offensive line played really well. I mean, you guys played, obviously, a great football game as a team. How was Coach after that?
I think we all were disappointed, but he's the type of guy to keep us grounded, and he let us know that what we was wrong and what we was right.
And so what is the plan for you, as we're talking with Jordan Waters, a Duke running back here on the Adam Gold Show? What is the plan for you guys going forward when you look at the rest of the schedule? I mean, I know you don't think further ahead than the one game, but what are your goals?
We definitely take it one game at a time, but the end goal is ACC championship. That's the goal.
And a shot at Florida State, maybe a second shot at Florida State, and you guys are headed there in a few weeks.
Yes, sir.
Are you a college football watcher when you're able, so you have an off week this week? Are you going to spend the week watching college football?
I would not be watching any football this weekend.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's family time.
Do you even watch the NFL?
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day!
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Probably not. Family time. I think I'm going to go to church Sunday and chill with my family all day. Probably eat a good meal.
You go home? Go home for a good meal?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you think that meal will be?
Oh, that's easy. Neck bones and smoked neck bones and lima beans.
You are so North Carolina, man. It is tremendous. Jordan Waters is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What else will you do to relax? So you're home with your family. You're just, you know, hanging out, talking to your fam? Or what are you doing? You guys doing anything fun?
I'll probably go to my high school game Friday night. Then the rest of the weekend, I'm going to chill. I got a niece and I got three nephews, and I think I plan on taking them to the county fair this weekend and spending some time with them.
All right. The Robeson County Fair, is that it? What is the whole thing about that?
For me, it is to eat turkey legs, pork chop sandwiches, and stuff like that.
Is everything deep fried like the North Carolina State Fair?
Mostly, yes. It's less expensive, though. Way less expensive.
Well, yeah, that is true. I think a deep fried candy bar is like $6 now. do you ever do stuff like that? Does coach or maybe the trainer say nope, no deep fried Snickers?
For me, I keep it on. I eat everything. My favorite restaurant down here in Durham is McDonald's. Actually, I work it out pretty good.
What is your go to? My kid's a 4B with large fries and a Sprite if I don't let him get a Grimace shake.
I'm a two-met chicken, a large fry, and a large Sprite.
Jordan Waters has his whole thing down. You take no time at the drive-thru. I love that.
None.
So I'm glad things are going well for you guys.
Yes,
I'm, you know, I will let you know what happened on the college football weekend when you guys get back on Monday.
Yeah, let me know because I won't be tuning in.
I don't know why that surprised me, but it surprises me that you don't, nope. What if you played a game on Friday night? Would you not watch on Saturday at all?
Oh, no. None.
I love it. That's awesome.
None. I see it all week, all day. I'm watching film at night, so that's enough for me.
Football, that's enough football for Jordan Waters. All right, man. Great luck to you the rest of the way. Thanks for giving us some time. You were fun. And, look, it's been great to watch you guys so far. Keep it up, and we'll see you in Charlotte. And then who knows, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, too.
So funny.
I love it.
So funny.
His favorite place to eat is McDonald's.
Yeah, just, he's a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Hey, I mean, I love some Happy Meals, and I'm not a kid, so.
There you go.